Welcome to Sports Girls Podcast, brought to you by sportstalk.ie. Our podcast will be available every Monday covering the 2019 ladies football and camogie seasons. You can find our podcast on all online platforms by searching Sports Girls Podcast. Stay tuned to Sports Talk this year via the hashtag GAA Family as we continue our promotion of hurling, football and camogie. Just talking to Lauren Guilfoyle, our camogie expert on Sports Girls Podcast. Lauren, big story last weekend in camogie was Wexford having to concede their game to Cork. They had no team and then they were looking for a new manager. And this weekend, another story involving Wexford. They met Galway, who comprehensively beat them 9-23 to 1-2 today. But the real story was that Wexford only had 13 players available and Galway had to withdraw two of their players for the second half as a sporting gesture.
Yeah, it's a sad story, I think, really. I know growing up, Wexford were the kingpins in the camogie world. And I think if you were told to think of a camogie legend, you're probably going to be thinking of the likes of Kate Kelly or Mags Darcy. They're such a proud camogie county that it's a shame that it's kind of come to this, really. There's probably no other way to describe it at this point. And the fact that it has been let develop from a bad situation last weekend to a worse situation this weekend, you really have to wonder what's going on down there. Is anyone trying to fix the situation? And if they're not, well, then how are we going to come out of this?
Because last weekend, the excuse was no players available because Wexford Club was playing in the All-Ireland Club semi-finals. So obviously you're thinking maybe this weekend they might be able to put a team together. They were actually fined as well last weekend for not fielding. Then this weekend, they could only get 13 together.
Yeah, well, I think you have to look probably between the lines a little bit last weekend too. I'm not sure exactly how many St. Martin girls are on the panel, but you have to think in a county like Wexford, there's surely more than 15 camogie players. I do know last year they did have to pull out their intermediate team from the intermediate championship, so there was some cracks showing, I suppose, in Wexford camogie last year, and I do know that there was some talk about maybe some what's the right way to put it? Some displeasure, maybe, from some of the girls down there. We did see some retirements, and some retirements that came during the season, which at the time I thought was very strange. But it's probably all maybe aligning a little bit now. But yeah, I think last weekend, the very obvious explanation or the very obvious excuse was that the St. Martin's girls weren't available. But then you have to kind of look beyond that and say, well, there's surely more than just the St. Martin's club. I know that they have a very strong championship down in Wexford, so there's obviously an awful lot of other girls that could be playing for Wexford, but they aren't. So you have to think, well why aren't they? And as you said, they did get fined, half their WGPA grant is taken away, and I can 100% vouch for the importance of that grant. That pays for medical expenses, it pays for physio, it pays for food after matches, it pays for the essentials, and to get half of that taken away in the space of one weekend is huge. And I think maybe even that could be a discussion in itself for how, I suppose, harsh that
fine was. I was about to say that to you, because instead of trying to find a solution and helping Wexford, they don't need something like that.
Yeah, they said that there obviously is issues with the playing environment down in Wexford, and that grant is put in place to improve the playing environment and the logistical side of things. So to go and actually take that away from the girls is a huge thing. But I suppose from the WGPA's perspective, and from the bodies that grants. Like, they're probably, it's a very basic requirement to obviously fulfill your fixtures. So I'd say at the time of writing the terms and conditions, it was probably thought that that would never actually happen at the inter-county camogie level. But unfortunately, it did. And I think when you're looking towards this weekend, I presume that was the reasoning behind traveling to Gort with only 13 girls, because I honestly can't understand, like, I can't see any other explanation for putting, like, it's putting lambs to slaughter, to be honest. Like, when you look at it, Galway are a top three team. It wasn't as if they were going to play a team of the same standard or maybe even lesser. They're playing Galway, who are consistently in the All-Ireland semi-finals, and it's Galway's second game as well. They aren't going to be, you know, putting out dummy teams or putting out weaker teams. They still need to get competitive games under their belt. So, yeah, I think 100% fair play to the 13 girls that put on the Wexford jersey today. I think they deserve a huge credit for doing that for their county. They clearly want to play for Wexford, and they also had to do it with any kind of environment that was handed to them. It was a very difficult one today. But, yeah, I think I would assume that was the reason maybe they didn't opt for the walkover again today, was because maybe that second half of the ground was probably dangled in front of them, and they felt they had to settle the fixture.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It was so much as well to be fined. The Camogie Association, what can they do? Can they bring in a mediator? Because we don't want another weekend of a story involving Wexford, and, you know, bad publicity for Camogie. You know, we like to be talking about the great games and the high scores and, you know, the great players and that. You know, we don't want to be talking about how a county are finding it hard to field.
Absolutely. Like, the 2020 campaign is about can't see, can't be. And to be honest, there isn't a Wexford Camogie team that the young Wexford girls can look at the moment. It just isn't there. So that's first and foremost a huge issue. But second of all, like, we're constantly talking about trying to improve media coverage of Camogie games. And a huge bugbear of mine is that the general national media will always jump on a negative story. And last year it was Mayo and the issues of Peter Leahy. And this year it's talking about the Wexford Camogie team. And there was a huge segment on Sunday Sports today talking about it. And I was kind of thinking, you know, if that was just talking about a full-strength Wexford team playing Galway, were they going to cover it in the same length and duration with which they did? It's annoying. I don't know if there's any other way to put it. Like, the amount of coverage the negative stories get when we would relish the positive stories. To hear about Limerick beating Clare yesterday in the fashion that they did, and the battle between Dublin and Offaly that was 10 points apiece. Like, it was a very evenly based match. Like, why aren't we hearing about those? So as you said, it's definitely not good for the promotion of Camogie, and there's so much positive things that we could be talking about. We definitely need someone from the outside to come in and try and have a look at this, because it looks to me that it's only gone from bad to worse in the past week. And like, we can obviously see, like, St. Martin's are in the All-Ireland Club final. There's an awful lot of good Camogie people down there. And you can even see from the hurling perspective the amount of positivity coming from there. They've come from the very, like, kind of a lower tier to competing now for Leinster and All-Ireland.
Maybe
Harper.
They need Davy Fitzen to sort them out in the Camogie.
That did cross my mind at some point. Could Davy double job? He already is with his own self.
You know, these Clare people are able to do all sorts of things, aren't
they? Absolutely. They definitely need to try and start something quick. And I think, like, is it breaking the Camogie League next week? But they are out the following week. So is it a case of, do you continue with the same substandard team? No offence to the girls, obviously, in question, the 13 girls that played today. But I was speaking to a couple of people on Twitter, and is it maybe better off to pull the Wexford team completely, give them the time and space now to figure it out without having a match in 2 weeks' time, and then come back for Leinster, come back to the All-Ireland in the summertime with a setup that now has a bit of structure and ambition in it.
Lauren, thank you so much. It's just a pity that we aren't talking about Camogie and all that's good about Camogie, because we've had many a chat about that. But hopefully in the next few weeks we'll be able to talk about the great games and the great spectacle and how entertaining Camogie is.
Absolutely, yeah. The Camogie League has been encouraging so far, so if it continues in the same vein, we'll have plenty to talk about.
Our podcast will be available every Monday, covering the 2019 ladies' football and Camogie seasons. You can find our podcast on all online platforms by searching Sports Girls Podcast.
Stay tuned to Sports Talk this year via the hashtag GAA Family as we continue our promotion of hurling, football and camogie.